listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're not in the van. We're in room number 112 somewhere.
In a motel.
It gets a little hot in the van during the summer, so we decided to splurge a bit and get a hotel with air conditioning. Oh,
I had a coupon.
You had a coupon?
That's why we got a hotel room, because I had a coupon. And we even get free breakfast.
Really?
Really.
I don't know what that's like. Anyway.
Well, tomorrow you'll find out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on the show this week we have... Oh, this is... Yeah, that's exactly it. Brought to you by the letters Ah.
It's actually the letter Ah.
No. It's pronounced Ah, but it's actually the letter A. We get songs like A Man Who Used to Be, A Room for a Boy, A Bad, Bad Man. You get the hint? Ah.
That's how it's going to be.
Yes, but it's written A, but it's Ah. Well, we're starting off the show with Chin Wacky and a Hard Day's Night. But shortly, and right now, we'll hear A Kooky Little Paradise right here on
Cheese Please.
Been a hard day's night, and I'll be working like a dog.
Too Wacky and A Hard Day's Night. And before that, we had Joanne Campbell and A Kooky Little Paradise.
I always like that one.
On our Awe show this week on the show, my name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and yep, definitely cheese, please.
Yes, but we're not in the van, as you mentioned. I'm going to move my chair to prove this. That's a hard floor, Daffodil.
It is. It is not a van.
It's not in the van, and we have our lovely dog, Bron, here, sitting here being somewhat quiet, and he's not going to bark. Okay, give him a cookie. There we go.
That's why he's not barking, because there's cookies.
Yes, and like I say, it's brought to you by the letters R.
And personally, I think the doctors asked us to do this show.
Why?
Because they stick a tongue depressor in your mouth, and what do they say?
Oh.
Say ah.
Aha, that's a great idea. But, you know, we're continuing here. We don't actually have a sponsor, do we?
No.
Oh.
Just ah.
Oh.
It's all about the awe.
Yes, 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 yes. Do we get to go in the pool, Daffodil, in the hotel?
Yes, there is a pool.
Really?
They don't allow dogs.
Oh. Well, I guess we're going to sit here with our dog. What can I say?
But it's cold.
Yes, yes. Shortly, we have the Golden Orchestra and chorus with A Bad, Bad Man. Ah, there. But we're starting off Schoolhouse Rock, and a noun is a person, place, or thing. Right here on...
Yep, it is Cheese Please, brought to you by all the
Us. Well, every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word, it's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. Oh, I took a train to another state. I saw were really great, but when I saw some bandits chasing the train, I was wishing I was back home again. I took a train to another state. Well, every person you can know, like a bandit or an engineer, and every place that you can go, like a state or a home, and anything that you can show, like animals and plants or a train, you know they're nouns, you know they're nouns. At Mrs. Jones, she's a lady who lives on Hudson Street. Well, every person you can know, Mrs. Jones, a lady or a brother, and every place that you can go, like a street or a corner, and anything that you can show, like a dog or a bone, you know they're nouns, you know they're nouns. Oh, I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Early ferry. We went for a walk on the island, you know, and in the middle of summer it started to snow, and I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Well, every person you can know, like a friend or the captain of a ship, every place that you can go, an island or a sea, and anything that you can show, like a statue, a ferry, or snow, you know.
Into trouble if he can. He is mean and he's malicious. He is positively vicious. He's the biggest villain since the world began. He's a bad, bad man. And he's always working on some evil plan. He is wild and he is wary. He is absolutely scary. Even monsters took a look at him and ran. He is fiendish, he is clever, and I know he's just the smartest demon ever. He is lightning, he is thunder, he's a most ingenious, diabolical wonder. He's a bad, bad man, but there's one thing I will never understand. Though he uses all his magic, it's discouraging and tragic that his genius always loses in the end. While those silly, silly creatures who are always doing good seem to have the luck that only evil people should. Oh, that poor, poor, bad, bad man. He is fiendish, he is clever, and I know he's just the smartest demon ever. He is lightning, he is thunder, he's a most ingenious, diabolical wonder. He's a bad, bad man, but there's one thing I will never understand. Though he uses all his magic, it's discouraging and tragic that his genius always loses in the end. While those silly, silly creatures who are always doing good seem to have the luck that only evil people should. Oh, that poor, poor, bad, bad man.
Cheese Please with a bad, bad man, the Golden Orchestra and Chorus. What's that doing on a kid's album? Really?
Who knows?
And before that, we had Lynn Ahrens and A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing from Schoolhouse Rock from the 70s.
I loved Schoolhouse Rock so much.
That was my favorite one, Daffodil. A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing. That's why it's in the show this week.
I like the one with sarsaparilla in it.
Yeah.
Because I always really like the word sarsaparilla.
You just like saying that, don't you?
I do. It's a cool word. Everybody wants to say sarsaparilla. All right, fine. You're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil. This is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to refer to as Cheese Please.
And we're here in room 12. 112.
Yes, room 112.
I was worried about that for a second. I had to think
about it. You are not in the wrong room.
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a death-defying trick. I'm going to bounce up and down on the room bed to prove I'm in a motel.
Good luck. And for the dear listener who doesn't know what's happening right now, Snarf Dude is bouncing on the bed, and our dog Ron is trying to bounce on Snarf Dude. Yes, I think you're good.
Okay. And like I said, we're here in the room, and I'm so not used to being in a room, Daffodil. This is crazy. This is nuts. Okay, time to play some music, right?
Well, no. Could you talk some more?
Okay, well, there's a lovely little microwave over in
the
corner.
We got a microwave and a mini fridge.
And a mini fridge, yes.
And a private bathroom.
Is the fridge stocked?
Just with the stuff I put in it.
Well, that probably saves a few bucks, right?
Yes, I told them not to leave anything in the mini fridge.
That's good.
You would eat all the snacks that cost $7 each.
No, let's not go there. We should play some music, though, right?
Yes, play something else.
A couple celebrities this time around. A Room for a Boy, Burt Reynolds. But we're starting off the smulch with A Man Who Used to Be. Ted Knight, right here on
Cheese Please.
Would you dance with a man who used to be handsome, used to be dashing, used to be brave. Now he isn't so old, but somehow he's slipping. Still, he's got something someone could save. Would you dance with a man who used to be lucky? The life of the party, loaded with verve. Yeah. Well, now he's stuck in a rut down at the office, drinking his lunches, walking the treadmill, and losing his nerve. Would you dance with a man who watches old movies, dreams about glory, longs for the sea? Well, if you fancy a man who used to be handsome, a man who used to be fearless and free, well, then this is the time, if ever there was one, to look for the man who was me. Would you dance with a man? Watches old movies, a man who dreams about glory, longs for the sea. Well, if you fancy a man who used to be handsome, man who used to be fearless and free, then this is the time, if ever there was one, to look for the man who was me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. You look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Keys. There's a house in my mind. It's more than a house. It's made of dreams that are more than dreams. Carefully filled with my most loved people and things. But you know, there's one single room at the top of the stairs with a door untouched and new, reserved for a son that I've never had. One room for a boy, never used. The drapes are done in trains and affection. The walls and race cars and love. There's a place for a dartboard, a football helmet, a ball, a bat, and a glove. There's a space just right for a crayon stick man. Just so high, here by the door. With model cars hung from the ceiling. Airplane glue on the floor. There's a big lonely tree in a big backyard. Just waiting for a long rope swing. And there's a place in the branches for a big tree house. A place to keep secrets and things. And there's a gang of outlaws seen roaming the yard. A lawless, reckless band. But a young young, fearless sheriff with a little tin badge could keep the law well in hand. Yeah, there's a whole backyard just full of adventure, with pirates and spacemen too. But it's just lying there, wasted and bare, like that room for a boy, never used. There's a place in my mind I've laid away times to be shared with a special someone. They'll never be shared with anyone else. They're times for a man in the sun. Like when a tail for a kite can be more important than that noise I heard in the car. And times for questions like, where did I come from? Why can't I touch the stars? I got bedtime stories I've never told. Songs I've been keeping aside. One walk in the sand. For one boy and one man. A magic trick I've never tried. God, you've given me more than I've ever deserved. But if I might humbly ask, this of you, when you're giving out sons, don't forget, I still have room for a boy, never used.
Oh, that's Maltz with Burt Reynolds, who thought he could sing, and well...
And Ted Knight, who also thought he could sing.
Yeah, it's true. And they're getting all schmaltzy and all mellowy, sweet, syrupy. On the show this week, that was Burt Reynolds and A Room for a Boy. And before that, A Man That Used to Be with Ted Knight from the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s. Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oh, on the show this week. My name is Surf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, sorry.
I was just worried there, Daffodil.
Well, no, Bron is trying to convince me to give him another cookie.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have him in the room because, well, you know, he's getting close anyway. He's doing very good, though. He's sitting down waiting for his cookie, and there he goes. You give him his cookie. Yeah.
Yes, have to give him the cookie.
Gotta give him the cookie. He's a good boy, and it's nice. It's a little tight in here in the room. Daffodil, that's not that stuff you normally get in hotel rooms, right? On that screen there?
No.
I'm just checking that.
It's a game show.
Oh! I was worried there for a minute.
I'm fascinated. We have a big screen TV in this room.
Yes, I know.
So I'm watching TV a little bit.
Yeah.
But I have it on mute, so the listener's not watching too.
No. But I thought I saw something, and that's not... Okay.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
That would
bad.
Cost money, though, right?
It's a game show, and we don't have any. We don't have pay per view.
Yeah, good, dude. Anyway, wow, look at the time. It went
we
so quick.
We have reached the tornado on the radio in a hotel room.
Oh,
this time.
Geez, I don't know what to say other than we got to play one more song.
Yes,
A Letter to Mother.
So we're ending on another schmaltz note.
That's pretty much it. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back and see us again in the van.
Yes, we will be in the van. We can't stay long here in the hotel.
No.
Motel, whatever it is.
Cheers, please.
You know, it's funny when a fellow writes a letter home to mother. Makes him seem like a gangly, clumsy, freckle-faced kid again. There are so many things he wants to say and just can't. Maybe it's because he feels grown up. Maybe it's because he hasn't said those things for such an awful long time. And he feels kind of ashamed because it has been so long since he's written. Well, you get to that first part, Dear Mom, and then you're stuck. It isn't like the mushy letters you wrote to that first girl. That, as you look back, was just a lot of drooling by a moonstruck kid who didn't know what he was saying. And you can't make a letter to your mother sound like a business letter. She wouldn't understand. It isn't like writing an old school friend or the guy that served overseas with you. This is the woman who spanked you and then slipped some sugared donuts in your room before you went to bed. Yes, mother knows all your strengths and your weaknesses. Remember the time she bought you that set of football shoulder pads? Boy, you were happy then. And the time she pulled you home by the ear in front of those giggling gals? Plenty mad, weren't you? Mother knew just what a fella liked to eat, too. Things like hot biscuits and strawberry jam, big stacks of pancakes, apple pie with a big cool glass of milk. How are you going to write a woman that knows you that well? Dear Mom, well, that's a start anyway. It isn't like that postcard you sent home from camp when you were 11. Dear Mom, we played baseball today and I hit a home run. Then we went swimming. We had hot dogs for lunch. Hope you're all right. Could you please send me 50 cents? All the gang's going to a movie Saturday. No. No, you've got to do better than that. Tell her some news. Oh, she wouldn't be interested in your business or that bookcase you're making for the living room or Junior's Cove. Wouldn't she? You're sadly mistaken, my friend. That's practically all mothers live for. Did you know that? She'd rather have a letter from a boy than a first edition of Shakespeare. Okay, start again. Dear Mom, should you begin by telling her you're sorry that you haven't written her for such a long time? Well, she knows boys. What? You say you're a grown-up man now? Shucks. You'll always be a boy to your mother. Who are you kidding? Perhaps it might be better at that, to begin by saying you're sorry it's been so long. There, that's a good start. But don't tell her you've been too busy. That would hurt her feelings. And besides, it's not true. You've just been neglectful like most boys. You've put it off. Tell her how much fun you're having in life. She'd like that. Mothers are never happier than when they know that boy of theirs is enjoying himself. Tell her your plans and ambitions. That's what they want to know most. Don't be afraid to tell her of some of the disappointments. Mothers understand. And be sure to tell her all about your home and your wife. She always liked her. And about the children. Tell her what they said. It'll bring a smile to that worn and tired face. Tell her about that raise the boss gave you. That'll make her proud. Tell her, my gosh, you've got the letter almost finished. All you need is that ending. All my love, your son. Mail it right now, won't you? It's the most precious document in the world to one woman. That letter to Mother.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.